Welcome to the Blackbird Reading Series, created alongside the Blackbird Anthology from the Seamus Heaney Centre at Queen's University Belfast. This series was produced and edited by Susie Bloom and recorded by Georgios Veroutsos. Please enjoy.
Judgment by Michael Hall. Time, gentlemen. The call came from a door across the way. A shadowy figure stood in a neon glow that bathed the room in a sickly white. The patrons rose like the living dead and shuffled off towards the light. Tommy followed them. However, the barman called in a gravelly voice that ripped across the mist. "Not you, son. You're down there." Tommy halted and turned back. The barman held a quivering, crinkled finger towards another door, to the right of the bar. The door across the way shut, plunging him into the musty darkness. Tommy then heard a creak of wood. He pulled on the fabric of his coat and his shoulders hunched like a bulldog. A small yellow light bulbed where the barman had pointed his finger. He felt the skin on his neck shrink slightly. The other door was prized open, barely hanging on its hinges. He felt a warm air pulling him downwards. It was damp and charged. Tommy turned to look at the barman, whose bony features were soft in the dim light. He was sure he could see a grimace. It led downwards. The stairs creaked and groaned under his weight. He ran his hands along the narrow walls to keep his balance. They were coated in moisture, and he could feel it peeling off onto his fingertips. The air was suddenly filled with a soft humming, a vibration that seemed to be shaking the stairs beneath him. He began to chew the insides of his mouth. He felt sweat building in his armpits and the nape of his lower back. His nylon trousers stuck to his meaty thighs. An orange glow grew brighter and brighter the further he journeyed. He tore at the flesh on his gums and spat it away. The sound grew louder, climbing the stairs with the light, a chanting like he was a kid again in mass. The stairway opened into a stone room shaped like a chapel. The ceiling bowed and curved above five pillars of red brick. Lights hung from the ceiling in rows of four, all emitting a sallow orange hue, and the walls were covered in a patterned cloth tapestry. Men wandered beneath him, muttering in small groups. In the centre was a boxing ring, stained with fluids and ravaged by age, the ropes barely holding on. Tommy wiped the moisture off his face and peeled off his jacket. He felt his shirt unsticking to his hot skin. He glanced around at the walls. The cloth depicted acts of battle, men beating each other's flesh with axes and swords. Tommy bit his lip and rubbed his fingers against his trousers. He stood stupid, like a man lost. A couple of the figures below him glanced round and conversed in a sly whisper. "You there." The voice rang through the hall, deep and commanding. The men hushed and stood idle. Tommy stood like a petrified wood, his eyes darting, but no one stood out. "You're up." Tommy's breathing increased, his hands plucked at his trouser pockets. He couldn't stop shivering. Slowly, he crept down the stairs, eyes peeled to every man. The stench of sweat filled his nostrils, and something else. A smell that tickled the hairs in his nose. He couldn't place it.